datastorm, datastorm, datastorm. 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 Hi, welcome to Datastorm.
Hello, welcome to lovely YouTube.
And
whatever you pronounce it, and fuck you, Enya. Hi, we're I'm Deepesh Mode, and De La Soul is on the other side.
Hi, I am yes, I'm PA Mace of that band that was just mentioned, and I'm very tired today, so I'm actually going to not speak all that much because I don't necessarily remember things to talk about, and I'll just say a lot. So, welcome to Datastorm. We weren't at the last Datastorm, and it was the last Datastorm, unless something miraculous happens.
Yeah, so we are now at this one.
Yes, this is the new Datastorm.
Yeah, this is our Datastorm.
Yes, so we're going to play the jingle now. This is the jingle for Datastorm.
Datastorm, Datastorm, Datastorm. Datastorm, Datastorm, Datastorm. Datastorm, Datastorm, Datastorm. Datastorm, Datastorm, Datastorm. Datastorm,
so yes, while that's going on in the background, actually, I did want to, if I would have had time, which I didn't, obviously, I wanted to try to mix this one up with the Prodigy Smack My Bitch Up, because I have a version of the original Enya and Smack My Bitch Up, and it works really well. But I'm thinking that I might try to do that for some compo at some party that doesn't matter.
Oh yeah, there is one you could do that.
Exactly. That's exactly the sort of thing that I could do for the end of the world compo stuff. I mean,
end of the world as we know it.
Yes. I could even mix that in there.
Yeah, sure. Sample me, Bobby.
Yes. So, how has your month been?
I don't know. It's been full of Datastorm samples.
Yeah, it's true. And apparently they had loads of music, and I've listened to some of it. And I'm still continuing to listen to some of it as I'm going back and forth to work. Because there is a lot.
Also, I don't hear you anymore over the Datastorm stuff.
That was the wrong button. That took us back to the loop. Okay.
Yeah, so, hi.
So, hi.
You can loop this now.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll loop that later. Okay. That was the jingle.
Jingle me, baby. Jingle me right. I've been drinking too much Dr. Pepper Zero. I'm getting lyrical.
Dr. Pepper Zero?
Yeah.
Okay, that sounds horrible.
Well, actually, the label says, what's the worst that could happen?
Okay, then, okay, yeah.
Then I'm thinking Justin Bieber live at Revision. No, actually, that would be good.
Yes, it would. It would be incredibly good. He might actually gain some understanding of what it means to actually perform something that you want to from that.
No.
Rather than doing it for profit.
Oh, no, the Eerwerk has a big basement.
Well, that's true too. But
because it's like, "Dear folks, yeah, if we kind of need your keys right now, if we have something to hide."
Yes. Okay.
In my best allo.
Right.
German.
That's, yes. Well, that could be interesting.
Yes, like, yes, we shall take the Canadians and shoot them.
Canadians are welcome at Revision. All
yeah,
Canadians.
Yeah, of course. William Shatner, very welcome.
Okay, not all Canadians.
What? Not William Shatner?
No, not a big fan of William Shatner.
Okay, why not? Is it the hairpiece?
It's partially the hairpiece, yes.
The overacting?
Yes, that would be the other one.
Oh, no. It's actually a very fun game in a bar or whatever you wanna.
Oh, absolutely.
No, it's just at a random point somewhere outside. You just yell out Shatner and you overact with whatever the fuck you're doing.
Oh, and you can insert the con scream at any point, but the thing is that when he goes places now, he is expected to act out, and I'd rather not see that at Revision. I mean, because people would, you know.
Just put him in a cup costume and say, "Hey, TJ!" And people go, "Yay, TJ Hooker!" And the rest of the world's like, "Who?"
Okay, Hoamaru, I don't know who did that. I'm assuming it's the woman that sang the theme to Titanic, but I don't know. Hoamaru said, "Even Canadians who shout, 'Tell your mom to follow me on Twitter,' on the camera."
Yeah, for the record, I'm also watching IRC. Hey, Hoamaru.
Do you know who that is?
Hoamaru? Yeah, he's...
No!
Yeah, he's Dutch, like, skinny guy, beard, glasses, a lot of MSX stuff. Yeah, you'll like him.
Thank you. Do you know who the person that Hoamaru is referencing is?
Well, Canadians. Well, there are at least three of them, so...
Yes. Do you know any of those three that have... shouted into the camera during live shows? Shatner probably would. Maybe that's who he's talking about.
No. That's not it. It would need me, "Tell your mom to follow me on Twitter." It's the exclamation thingies are wrong for that.
Yes, and the pauses. Yes.
Yes, it's very easy to talk like the chat.
Which is why.
Mom on Priceline.com.
He told us it was going to be big. Anyway,
yes, you know, well, you're big and a starship.
I would prefer if Zap Brannigan showed up. I just would prefer if Zap Brannigan showed up.
No.
I would.
Yeah, well, you know, because everybody would, like, be dead except for Kiff.
Except for Kiff, yes, who would have to bring his new pressed velour suit. I feel we may be off the subject.
Yes, well, okay, well, it's very cool to get from Justin Bieber through the vision to Allo Allo to Kiff.
Yes, it's very cool.
Yeah, well, why not?
And we haven't even mentioned anything about biting anybody's shiny metal ass or how cool Bender is.
No. Because we haven't. Well, we just have.
Yeah, because Bender is cool. Bender rules, and...
Bending Rodriguez.
Yes. And at one time, Gender Bender.
Yes. Oh, and then, of course, like, the one robot from the show that got cancelled twice.
Was that Andrew?
No.
Okay.
Futurama got cancelled twice. They re-cancelled the uncancel.
Oh, I didn't realize that it had been... I thought that just went... Yeah, okay. Well, anyway. The new ones I didn't feel were as... good as the originals,
but no, it's actually not that bad.
They weren't that bad, but they lost something after the pause, and I think part of it was that they were allowed to make movies, and so they were they adjusted from a half hour framework to a much longer framework, and that changes the way the comedy works. We are completely off the subject. Let's talk about.
I like this.
I know, but I. I don't think I want to talk about that very much longer, because I will ramble on the entire show about it, and then we won't have any actual content about why we do these shows. So let's return. Storm was a thing.
We have
it
content?
Happened. No, we don't.
You're like scaring me for a moment.
No, we don't have content, but let's talk about Data Storm for a minute. I mean, I have not seen any of the productions. I will see them.
Me neither. Next.
Okay. So there was music. I saw photos. I saw photos of Data Storm.
I have seen some pictures on Leia's Facebook, and I've seen that TMC has been uploading all his videos, and I'll probably check him out.
Okay. And MOD has joined us, which is awesome. So, what's up to MOD? MOD, after the show is over, hopefully we can talk, because there's something in November coming up that I need to find out if you're interested in doing. You and Silverlands. Okay. Can't talk about Data Storm much. We weren't there. There weren't really... Oh, we had Payback. But did we talk about Payback last show?
No, because the show was just before Payback.
Right. So Payback was awesome.
I was here at my place with Fritzke, and we were listening to the music compos, and then you got totally drunk online, and then it was like chaos.
I don't think I got totally drunk.
Oh, yeah. It was... You left in 2-3 minutes of silence because you were talking to people off mic.
That was during the closing ceremony?
No. That was after the music compo, so that Saturday evening.
That could be, but yeah, I wasn't nearly as drunk as certain other people.
Yeah, well, of course, you're not finished, so you eventually you stop.
Well, not only that, it just was that I actually did need to be on the air. But yeah, there was a point when I did leave. And try to go get some food. And it's possible that that might be what you're talking about.
No, it was people walking up and you getting them over and didn't, and not succeeding. Anyway.
You mean when people. Okay, yeah, because. Yeah, okay, I do remember that. But I wasn't drunk at that point.
Anyway, I listened to the music compose, and then we stopped because we had to go to a retro show in Holland the next day.
Right.
Which where we were extremely surprised to see TMC.
Yeah, because he did not come to Payback.
No, indeed. Like, weren't you supposed to be in Finland? Oh, no, I was not there then.
Yes.
Like, all right, the fuck? We just, like...
I didn't say I wasn't drunk. I just wasn't completely wasted. That is a difference. Believe me, when I'm online, when I'm completely wasted, I don't go on the air.
No, you crawl onto the air.
Yeah, and I don't even do that, because that's not going to work. But yeah, I do remember we did have some folks that came by, and I did ask them to say a few things, or a few of them just volunteered. So made some interesting points, or some interesting radio at that point. And you are lucky that you did not stay for the whole thing, because when we finally did get to the closing... It was 5 a.m., and people were very, very drunk. And I haven't listened to the ending, but I honestly think I should have just cut it off before that, because, as people said who were not listening but were actually in the audience, it just got weird and too long, and people were too tired and too drunk. And it didn't make a good end of the show. Made a good end of the party, but not a good end of the show. Like,
that's a good payback when you're...
Oh, yeah. It was fantastic. But I think I should have just cut it off before that, because I don't think the people at home that were listening got anything out of it other than, what the hell?
They know it's Payback. They know it's you, and they cuddle your beard, and then it's fine.
So that's it. Yeah, MOD hopefully is listening on with Rockbox, because Rockbox work is awesome, and he has a Roku box thing there he's talking about. Anyway, great to see MOD in the channel. Other than The awesome. Oh, did you see the? I will put this in. Topi said that was the most Finnish demo compo he's ever seen, We had a little bit of a discussion afterwards about, and it was Topi had said that, but Urs and 216 and Yenny and I were talking the next day about it, and their Urs was saying, yeah, here in Finland, people will do much more artistic things and not be as worried about it. As you'd never see some of the releases that we actually had at Payback at, say, Revision, because of the fact that they probably would not be received well by a German audience.
Ja, ja, war gut. Ja, nicht schlecht.
And,
gut gemacht.
And I'm just wondering, since you have had to deal this for a while, do you think that there is enough encouragement of artistic stuff at multiple parties?
You're asking me?
Yes. Yes, I'm asking you. I'm putting you on the spot now.
Okay, well, hi, Spot. How are you doing?
Spot is here from Datastorm, and this is his song, which is a theme.
Storm, Datastorm. Datastorm, Datastorm, Datastorm.
Okay. So, no, seriously, do you think that is a problem?
Too much art or not enough art?
Either. Do you think that do you think that there is a problem at all, or is it something that just naturally happens?
And what is the problem? Too much art or not enough art? State the question, woman.
The question is, do you feel that there is a problem with either too much or too little or the amount of the artistic expression in demo parties around Europe and the United States? Because those are the two places that I know that you've been.
Well, US is not artistic. It's all techno geek stuff.
Okay. Would they appreciate a artistic demo such as some of the stuff that Flo has done, for example? Or
If there is a clear technical wow to it, then yeah, who knows?
Okay.
Otherwise, in the US, it's a demo watching audience who want to see like nice and shiny stuff, but you know they might not get stuff. But for the record, I often don't get stuff as well. It's just me.
Yeah, I understand. We had that discussion at when we were talking about the last year at Assembly during the demo couch thing.
Yeah, the couch thing. It's like, no, indeed.
And Gasman, after there were several people that said that they had really liked the Trilobit demo, Gasman said, it's one of those demos that I just don't get.
Yep, indeed.
Okay.
Well, it's, you know, luckily for everybody, the demos which you get and you don't get is different for everybody else.
Right.
So I don't think in the end it matters that much if you have a lot of art, wink, wink, demos making the finger quote sign or not.
Yeah.
I have people who will say, yay, or other people will go, okay, beer time.
And I agree, because I think that although you can sometimes say, okay, if I'm going to release something and I really want an audience to see it, an artistic, a more artistic audience, such as the Finnish audience, might be the place to go. But I wouldn't necessarily say, oh, let's not release it at a particular party. If you've got it done and you worked on it, just go ahead, because you will find people at every party who will appreciate every single type of production that there is. There's no risk without reward and that type of stuff. I don't think that there's a problem at all. I ask the question because sometimes that question is posed to me, and I know what my take is, and I just was interested in hearing somebody else who has to deal with it on a different... Because, you know, you have to organize the compos, and I normally, if I'm organizing the compos, it's on a much smaller scale.
Oh, okay. True.
So, that's that. Yeah, like Womero says, I appreciate them all. I just do not like every single one. The emphasis is mine. Okay. So,
with that on your chest?
Yeah, since we've now actually covered some actual content now.
Yes.
Kind of accidental, but there you go.
Yeah, it is. So, now we go Bikini Waxes in the demo scene. Go.
Right. Bikini Waxes in the demo scene. We're sorry, Urs, we do not have a copy of the of this Data Storm jingle in perfect German. We're sorry.
I could do it. I'm not going to.
All right.
Tatasturm. Hey, there we go. Tatasturm, Tatasturm. Oh, yeah. As you like, and put on a scam track to it.
Yes. That would totally, you know. Put...
And then you are.
And then, yes. Okay. I think we have a compo coming out of this. It's the make your own Data Storm jingle that is as awesome as the original, meaning that you must, you know, use some sort of reference, like,
yeah,
oh, I don't know. You could use a Justin Bieber song, except I don't think any of those have notes.
Yeah, well, it's the, I'm afraid the Easter timetable is way too full for that.
That's right.
Maybe Red could find it funny.
Well, I mean, it's something that could happen at, say, that one party that Scamp has, whatever it is called.
Oh yeah, which now has three dates.
Three now. Oh, there,
yeah,
you go.
There's one on Facepalm, and two in two different invitations.
Okay, that's gotta be confusing.
We don't know.
Yeah. I guess the answer is show up in Bingen.
Yeah. Well. Yeah. Fuck. Yeah. Well, the thing is that one of them conflicts with a UK party, and one does not, and one I haven't checked.
Okay. As Zero X just showed up, I'm going to mention X because it has, I believe, dates now.
Oh yeah, it absolutely has.
And for those of you that are far away, the Australians have already booked tickets, so. It's time to start booking or looking at getting tickets to go to X. Go to X. It is, and get signed it has a limited number of people.
October 24, 26.
Yeah. If you want to see, it's only C64, but it's amazing. I will warn you though. And there have been some people that over the years have complained about the great amount of smoke.
Yeah, you are allowed to smoke inside at X, and people do smoke. It's in a basement. It's foggy.
And yeah, so if you, this may be an issue for some people. Some of us that are ex-smokers, we just deal with it.
Yes, MOD, that's this year.
Yeah, that's this year. If that bothers you a great deal, that will detract. So I will bring that up. Other than that, it's just if you have any interest, or if you're an ex, if you had a C64 and you appreciated the demos, if you're still working on stuff, if you like Sid music, if you want to see some really, really cool stuff, you need to go to X.
Yeah. Oh, and don't forget the obligatory big screen cable.
Yes, absolutely. So, Zero X, we need to arrange for more Finns to get down there somehow. I've already talked to, say, Lemming. He said that he thought he needed to go. I'm trying to get Dr. Dick to commit to it. And we just need to get a bunch more people to go.
Yeah, well, and I'll be there as well. It's kind of in my backyard.
Yes.
But it's well, no. Actually, Outline is in my backyard. X is like 50 minutes further down the road.
Yeah, it's nothing. I mean, it's you know, when you're coming from Finland, it's like, oh, it's the same place.
It's well, once you're in Eindhoven, you go either left or you go right. That's it. Yes. The same distance from there.
Yeah, as Quarryman said, the smoke was annoying, but he figures he can live with smoke one weekend every 2 years. There you go.
Yeah, well, indeed. Well, it's It's also free beer, but remember, it's Dutch beer. So remember which one to pick. Basically, just follow the Belgians.
Yeah. And when that runs out, well, just...
Well, you know, Belgium is 15 minutes by car away. Exactly. We have gas stations open at night who sell beer.
And we may need to arrange for something like that for some people like myself, Quarryman, and
others. I can bring stuff.
Yes, I think we may want to do that sort of thing.
Yeah.
A lot of the Germans will bring their local brews just show them all. Hey, this is my local.
You're
blah
not
blah
making
blah.
Any better.
I know, but it that is something that they do. And yeah, of course, the Poles bring the whole Polish spread and the
they bring the entire fucking distillery in the van.
And it's awesome.
Indeed. Now, speaking of Belgians bringing beer.
Yes.
Let's mention that. The Finland Terrestrimobile trip van thingy is on. It's in the last week of March. And we have a place on the interwebs where you can put in your orders if we like you.
And what you should do is you should contact one of the two of us, and we'll give you the URL if enough of the people that we already have committed that will get a slot have put in their orders. If you're one of those people and you don't have the thing, like if you said to me, make sure that I'm on that list, Mazor, I'm talking to you. I don't think you're listening, but you haven't been on IRC all day. I have a URL for you, but you, yeah. And Urs, I think I forgot to include you, but
yeah,
it's
well,
okay.
Urs, let's see, T101 as well.
T101's already seen it.
I've seen his name in there somewhere. Mayor, if he's tuned in.
Oh, crap, I got to get Mayor, because I haven't seen him on IRC either. I have to get him the URL.
He'll go ahead.
Yeah.
Well, and then, you know, the usual guys.
Yeah. It's already been spread to the usual collectives. But, the people that I didn't see on IRC, and I'm glad you mentioned Mayer, because I also didn't see him today, so...
And of course, now the Dutch guys go, what the fuck are they talking about?
Well, basically, here in Finland, the beer that you can go across the border into Belgium and pick up for, a decent price, we are used to paying as much...
For a Duvel, it was 8 euros at Alco?
Yeah. A Duvel is 8 euros at Alco. It's not 8 euros in Belgium.
No, it's like 2.
So we're making preparations since this is all legal. We're making preparations to pay for beer at a different price and have it brought here. And it's going to cost a bit for shipping, but it'll still be less, and we also can get the varieties of beer that we want rather than, say, what a large conglomerate wants to import this particular year. So it's just a thing we're doing.
Yeah, I see. I think we'll be coming into, because we're coming by boat. We'll be arriving on the, on the 24th of March.
Right.
Which is, this is an excellent hook to my next topic. It's also when Envy Scene starts.
Oh, what is Envy Scene?
I honestly totally forgot last month that it happened, or it was on the schedule. Like, oh yeah, Envy Scene is still around. I totally forgot it.
Is that because it really doesn't matter?
It does matter, but differently.
Right. It's not a demo party in the same way that, say, At Party, which is another party that happens to take place in the United States. It's not the same type of party as that.
No, well, if you're... I think it's very clear. If you want to go to just see nice seminars and talk to the creme de la creme circle jerk people, go to Envy Scene, everybody's there. If you want to have fun at the demo party, you go to At Party in the U.S.
Or you can also do the same thing, because you had fun when you went to Demo Splash.
A Demo Splash is in between. Demo Splash is an evangelizing event.
Right.
It shows people what the demo scene is and then pulls them in.
And we need more of those.
Yeah, well, a Demo Splash was actually good fun with, it's American organizing and, they try really hard and are kind of succeeding.
And, yeah, and, well, maybe we'll get a few of them to go to over here. I mean, we had, at least, there have been people who have been organizers of that in the past that have come across to Revision. Yeah, well, and they've encouraged.
I know that Steph and Kevman are coming over.
Yeah, they're coming over.
And Matoikas and Dr. Claw, of course, they're always coming over.
Yep.
And then I don't know if there are any other Americans.
There's one that lives in Norway, and there's one that lives in Finland.
Yeah, but let's not for now.
Let's talk about the ones that are. I don't know if Andrew is coming. I have to find out. And I don't know if Deathy's coming either. I hope he is.
That might be.
Yeah, I just have to ping him and tell him, look, just do it. And yeah, just do it. If you need help, just let us know.
Yeah, we have to drag him over there one day.
He has to do it at some point. And he also should bring in America.
yeah. I was going to say cousin it, but
yes.
which thinking of it is actually a pretty good yeah, it's from now on it's Daddy and cousin it.
Okay. I think we should check with in America and make sure that she's okay with that.
Let's just know. We'll just announce it on the Facepalm page. From now on, you are called Cousin It.
Okay. Well, we'll see. It's one of those things where if somebody else assigns you your handle, it doesn't always stick. Sometimes it does. Sometimes it totally does. Okay. NV scene.
Yeah. What?
NV scene. Were we done with talking about it?
No. NV scene. I was. Blah, 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 blah. I had the page open here. Not the beer listing URL. Here we go. They put up a schedule. Actually, it's a really nice schedule and a really nice seminars. I really hope they can get recorded and not lost. So let's hope for that.
Do the last ones get lost?
Well, they're still not. I don't think they're online yet.
Yeah. Well, I think well, I've but, seen but, some yeah, of them,
on,
though.
On the other side, neither are those from Assembly, so, well, yeah.
Well, yeah, okay.
that's
it seems to be, yeah, it seems to be an issue sometimes.
Indeed. Yeah. What I did follow over, it's a ticket is $100.
Okay, and what do you get for that?
You get access to the scene thing, the keynotes, the poster showcase, whatever that is, I didn't check. The exhibit hall, didn't check. You get the boxed lunch.
It better be $70 or $80 worth of damn good meat.
I find that expensive.
I'm not sure how you get a lunch for $70 or $80. I can ask Thoron.
Yeah, okay, yeah, you could. Well, you know, I can get lunch for $80 in Brussels, like, in the proper place, and you get, like, yay, good lunch, but still.
So, okay, $100, and,
Just for shits and giggles, gonna see if,
what's the entry fee for app party?
I just looking at it, it's $60.
$60. Okay. So
I'm just saying it's I find it for an a well sponsored event, I find that expensive.
I hope that they have some visitors. I really do.
Yeah, well, it seems that Matoikos mentioned she was going. I don't know of any other U.S. guys, but
I believe that Phoenix is going.
Okay, well, that's two.
Yeah. And they're getting pulled in from the East Coast. I don't know. Andrew may go down from Seattle. I wonder if they're gonna. I wonder if Rug will leave Seattle and go down there for a while.
I have no idea.
I don't either. I kind of think he might not, which kind of would be a shame, since it would be good for him to to catch up with some of the guys. I mean, I don't know that they'll be in Seattle anytime soon. So maybe just the, you know, and he hasn't come back to Germany for anything. I'd be great, Rug, if you happen to catch this or if anybody happens to see Rug who listens to this, tell him that we would really like to see him again back at a party. It doesn't matter which one. Just, you know, hey, yeah. What's up?
Completely different topic, but I just saw it on Facepalm.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Metallica pinball machine.
No, but I mean, I know there is one, but I haven't met one yet.
All right, good. There, on Metallica.com, there is a page, mm-hmm. and you can select two songs to go into the next update. They will add two songs to the pinball, and you can select which ones.
Well, I certainly hope that people pick things off of the Metallica songs where Metallica was actually playing metal. And that's all I have to say about that.
Oh yeah, it's like pinballvote.metallica.com and like I just have an email address and you get a link and whatever. Yeah. Anyway,
On the other thing, because I don't know if your tablet is playing the pinball thing, because it wasn't there for...
No, it's still fucked.
Okay. Well, I know that that you won't be missing anything with the latest update.
No, because I have the real...
You have the real table, yes. It's a Black Knight 2000. That's that. All I know is that they occasionally sing "You Can Do It" in a very...
that's during the hurry up.
Yeah,
When you have the war rollovers lit.
Yep.
Then you'll have the hurry up because you can do it. You can do it, and that's it.
Yep. See, Death, that you need to wait until the price comes down a little bit. Right now, it's gonna be everybody that wants to purchase one brand new. You're not gonna get one used. But wait, I would think after a year or two, wouldn't he be able to order that from Stern, and it won't be...
No, well, it depends. Your best bet would be to get one from an operator after 2-3 years for about 3.5.
Yeah. And, yeah, so if you find one in a bar somewhere... just keep an eye on it, and when the operator or when the bar owner or whomever wants to get rid of it, make an offer at that point. You will have to do maintenance on it at that point too, but it's probably going to be less than buying it new.
Well, when you take it in, you give it a good cleaning, and then you should be good for. There also came a ROM editor for the artwork and the text. Some guy on, I think it was Pinside, he made an application that you can open the Stern ROM files and actually change text, graphics, and music to event triggers. Which is cool. You cannot change the rules, but you can change what is on the display, and you can change the music.
Okay. Well, that's good. That means that you can replace any of the... I'll just call it crap. You can replace it with actual songs.
Yep, indeed. Oh, and you do know the AC/DC one, you know?
Yes, I remember that.
Okay. It turns out it has an Easter egg in it.
Oh.
Meaning that if you enable a debug setting in the menu...
Yes.
...and you push one of the flipper buttons for 5 seconds...
Uh-huh.
...it's a jukebox.
Interesting.
And you can play whatever song you want, which is on the...
Which is on the thing, yeah.
Yeah.
Because it does have a couple tracks that were off, like it had, I'm tired and I'm not going to remember the thing. I mean, I can remember Ice was in one of the titles, but I don't remember it now. So I apologize for even bringing up that subject, because now I cannot remember any of the titles. You Shook Me All Night Long is, of course, on there, but I can't remember any of the titles off the new album. Which was called Black Ice. Okay.
Well, yeah. No, Humaro, you can change graphics, music, and text, which is displayed. The pinball thing is event driven. So, say a multi-ball start is an event, and then you can go to that event and you can edit whatever is done there. You can pick from the ROM library for graphics, or you can just change whatever you want.
Basically. Kind of answering it the other way. There is nothing stopping you from using one of those displays as a demo thing. I would suggest if you were going to do that, you would use the Baywatch machine.
You can just upload a movie of, so to answer Zach, you can upload a movie of a rotating cube and use that.
Which is kind of the thing that happens every year at Assembly now, where somebody finds a new display and then they play a movie through it, and then the people that actually have a real-time demo that is also in the Real Wild compo, such as the Android demos from Kuehler's or any of the three demos last year from Heidelmay, all of those ranked lower because they didn't seem as neat as the movies that were being played back through these old display devices. So, if you're actually going to make a demo on something like that, well, make a demo, but don't. It's gotten to the point now where a lot of us just basically sort of look at something that is a display like that that has a demo on it, and we think, okay, animation. You will have to prove that you're actually doing it by, say, giving the source code out, or also allowing it to run on real time on some other hardware.
I know. You actually build a ROM file and you can upload it in your own machine.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But, playing a movie back from a ROM file, or playing a ROM file that actually does real-time stuff, how do you differentiate those unless you're actually the coder and you can actually show, this is my routine, this is blah, blah, blah. There's a lot of skepticism that you're going to have to go around on that. True, it is neat seeing it, but again, we've seen so many things recently in the past 2 or 3 years that use these older displays, and they just, they're not really demos, they're just animation players. And, that's neat, but it's not the same thing as doing real-time stuff. A cube that rotates is, quite frankly, if it's real-time calculated and it's running on an older an older chip, or even, if it's got enough CPUs type of stuff. If you're doing a Mandelbulb type thing on the side of a cube on a modern graphics processor, okay, that's still going to be impressive. But if it's just playing back a movie, that's not the same thing. And just my opinion, but I don't, if I'm going to see an animation, I want it to be an animation that is more artistic than, let's play this thing using this dot matrix.
Yeah. Sure.
So, shall we play a tune?
Sure. Let's do that.
Here, this one's a tune, you might recognize it. It's from a... Yeah, there's that tune. Yeah, we can play that. And here's another tune. in a way, it's really difficult for me to realize that the 64K that's from is now over 10 years old.
Yeah.
That's, Well, there you go. That's a remake by Tron of the Subversive Elements of Candy Tron, Kebby's track from Fry Rush's 64K released at Breakpoint 2003, which happened to be my first demo party. Okay, speaking of Easter parties, are there any news on any that are taking place this year?
Well, see, the site's online, but you know that.
No, I didn't. It wasn't the last day that I had actual time to look at anything. It wasn't up yet.
No, it's up now.
Oh, okay. Well, that's actually very good to know. I will take a look real quick. It doesn't make noise when I go there, right?
No, it doesn't.
Okay.
Of course not.
Okay. Revision-party. Dot net,
yeah, 2014.revision-party.net/boost.
Yeah, if you just go to revision-party.
Yeah, it should auto-form.
Yeah, it just goes to the right new one. Okay, so there we go. Okay, pre-sale supporter tickets. Oh, we could do pre-sale. I should probably do that. Oh, it says it'll be online soon.
No, okay. The pre-sale is not online yet. Okay. It's
And hotels are not up. Or there's an online.
Oh, no, hotels are online.
Okay, good. So those are the rest of you that do not have hotels yet. You should do that. Strangely enough, a lot of us are in the same hotel that are online right now.
Which one are you in?
I'm the one that Huamru and Havoc are in, and I don't know the name of it.
Okay, so Huamru, where are you?
Yeah, Huamru. please inform Frankie. I don't want to go and look it up. Okay, any other stuff? Let's see. First-time visitor information, that would be for Stooks. Let's see, visitors, how many people have registered now? 569.
Some Shunsen back.
There are 40 people who are going from Finland and 38 from Sweden. And those are the top two countries that are going. You'd think that there would be people going from Germany, but there's only two people going from Germany, and that would be D-Fox and Madame.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, yeah, and Stooks, if he can make it.
Right, but it'll be for his first demo party, so he doesn't know how to sign up yet.
Yeah, no, it's not.
Right, okay.
No, I think I got the, what's it called? The, I'm in number 12.
Number 12?
Hotel-wise.
Okay. Oh, okay. Oh, Homer said we're in Zum Schanzenberg.
Yeah.
Okay. D-Fox, since you're in the channel, can you do me a favor and ping me on either FNet or IRCNet afterwards? I need to talk to you about something.
About the thing.
Yeah. It doesn't have anything to do with revision. It's about another thing.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
Yeah, I said it's the thing.
Yes, the thing. Yes, the thing. Exactly. Yeah, the thing. Right. So there's
World
that.
Goes, what's the fucking thing? Well, it's
very, a thing.
It's very easy. It's like, you know, Truck is adopting German Dachshund, and he wants some info.
Right. Yes. Yeah. They're like small. I just need to make sure that, you know, they can survive the winters up here because they're very dark.
Yeah, indeed. So you get like a Dachshund coat. Yes, you do.
Okay.
Yeah, of course.
That will help with the darkness?
Yeah, you know, they're illuminated with like Christmas lights.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You know, it's German engineering. They think of everything.
Okay. I was not aware of the lighting.
Of course you're not. That's why we're here.
Right. Okay. Got it. So, yes.
So, yeah. Blah, 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 blah.
Anything with the competitions that we need to know?
Yeah, some changes and okay. Well, let's see. Go to new and newsworthy, and then just read what the fuck is there.
Let's see, new and newsworthy. No, yeah, new well, and noteworthy.
Know, yeah, you know, we discussed the 8K combos.
Right.
We moved some deadlines because people were like screaming, "Oh my god, it's too late!" And okay? We like we actually listen to you. Mostly we pretend we do, we actually do.
Okay.
And well, that's it. Oh, and there's a animated GIF compo now. So get right to that.
Can be anything from mock-up old-school pixel game scene to cinemagraph, as long as it 100% your original work. So, in other words, this is where you would render your thing into a movie, except in this case, instead of displaying it on a pinball thing, it's in an animated GIF.
Yeah, for instance.
And let's see, it has to max length until loop is 10 seconds. And it has to be 640 by 360. That's an odd size.
No, it's what it is.
I'm just thinking 640 by 480 is, you know.
Yeah, no, this is 360.
Okay. So you're going to basically letterbox it.
That's up to the beam team. I'm just doing combos.
Oh, okay.
That's the other guys.
All right, I'm just wondering if anybody had anything to say about that when they were coming up with this, but okay.
Yeah.
So,
oh,
yeah.
And also throwing it out to D-Fox, I've asked you multiple things about the timetable. This might be a good time to reply. Thank you.
Okay. Take note, D-Fox. You have been put on notice. All right. So, there we go. 512 by 424. Okay, I'm going to assume that's either an MSX thing or an Amstrad CPC.
A what?
Amstrad CPC.
No, a 520 by...
424.
Oh, yeah. 512. Oh, yeah. Well, whatever.
Yeah.
It says blah.
Yeah. Okay. Let's see. We talked about X. We talked about Revision.
How did our Olympic demo scene do?
He ended up with the flu and was unable to make the final qualifying bit because he was sick. He did still get to Sochi, and he was there, and there are some interesting pictures that he has taken, but he is no longer there, and he several people have asked him, okay, what's next, and he's saying I don't know exactly, but he's looking at possibilities, so he may actually be at NV Scene.
Okay, because it turns out that we kind of have a Belgian demo scene at the Olympics.
Oh, is Tolle there?
No, but turns out we have 7 Belgians there competing.
Oh, so that's almost one member of Fulcrum.
Yep, indeed.
Interesting.
Yeah, it always comes full circle.
There you go.
Yep. Oh, and also the Belgium one bobsleigh for the female team is very shiny.
Cool.
Yeah.
Also,
its nickname is Spanky.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have always been a big fan of the bobsledding competitions. I always wanted to build my own. I always wanted to be in the luge. And now that the skeleton is back in, I've been like, yes, those are the important things other than, obviously, ice hockey.
Oh, yeah. Congratulations on beating Russia.
Yes. Russia is now out of ice hockey. They have been eliminated by the superior Finnish team.
Isn't that vengeance for the World Cup? Because they kicked you out, I think, when I was at stream for the game that didn't happen.
Yeah, something like, yeah. So, and you know, this is an international competition, we are very happy today here in Finland. We are looking forward to the next match. And we are...
Oh, yeah. Is that Sweden?
Maybe.
Okay.
I know that Sweden has... actually, I'll just go and look. Because I haven't seen the actual results after this, because I came home and set up for this. Let's see. Clicking on hockey and... Canada has to, or Canada and Latvia, and I think I know who won that. Yes, Canada won that. That's good. That's, and then the next one's the United States and Czechoslovakia, and I'm very upset with the Czech Republic, because I didn't remember that they were called the Czech Republic, but they did not beat the United States, so the United States is still in the competition. The United States does not belong in the hockey competition because most of the United States does not know what hockey is. So they don't belong there. There are certain places that do know what it is, and they're allowed to compete, but the rest of the places don't, and they're not. That's my opinion.
Anyway. And on that bombshell...
I'm relatively sure.
I really cannot imagine that you have an opinion on something.
I know, it's so hard to do you remember like the second episode of this we ever did when a certain unmentioned person was tuned into the stream and then immediately tweeted afterwards, "Oh, this is so offensive. It's they're trashing the United States so badly." And I was like, "Okay." I think we managed to say one thing, kind of like, "We don't live there anymore," and that was just disparaging.
Come on, you know. You can follow him on Twitter. It's at textfiles.
Yes. That's
Truck's friend, not Truck.
Yeah, no, I am definitely not at that address. That is not me. Okay, so yeah, we are, the next up will be, why is that?
I don't know.
I was looking at...
Step of the 12-step program.
No. What was happening was I had my mouse over the top of ice hockey, and suddenly it just jumped to speed skating, and I'm like...
Oh, yeah, speed skating.
Men's team pursuit quarterfinals? What the hell is that?
No. And speed skating is to Holland what cyclocross is to Belgium. It's the only thing we're good at.
I'm sorry. What are you good at?
Cyclocross. You know, in winter, through mud and snow, with a bicycle, through the woods, the Belgians win everything at it. Everything.
That's a sport?
Yeah. Just like speed skating is a sport only in Holland.
I mean, I just remember that there were some Japanese folks that were very good at it, and
sucking.
No, this was a couple of years ago, and then there were some people from Seattle.
Now it's only Holland. It's like Holland 1, 2, and 3 on 90% of the things, such as in cyclocross. Belgium is 1, 2, and 3 on fucking everything.
Okay. Right.
So it's like we have like something in common, but then only they skate and then we bicycle downhill and jump over little wooden planks in the mud and stuff.
Okay, I am incapable of navigating the ice hockey thing. Who's left.
Pick up your mouse with the cable.
Yeah, I don't use mice.
To the top.
That's not the problem. I can see all the events. I just don't see where the... It says schedule and results. I'm on that page, but I do not see at all where the standings are. So I'll figure that out by another thing. But the important thing is that we will play Sweden next, and that will eliminate Sweden. And then it'll be Canada versus the United States, I guess. And so Canada will eliminate the inferior United States team. And so then it will be Finland versus Canada, which will be a very good and exciting game. Mm-hmm. And Finland will, of course, come out on top.
Yeah, I guess.
Yes. So, and then for the bronze medal... then it will be, let's see, who?
Oh, also on cyclocross in the channel, Cilic Stibar might be Czech, but he lives in Belgium, so he's like Belgian as well.
Oh, it'll be Sweden. Oh, crap. This sucks, because that means that either Sweden or the United States is going to get the bronze. And we don't want that.
Well, you know how you can't prevent them from getting the bronze? You can lose now in the semifinals. And
no. we either need the Swiss to oh okay
the let's Swiss.
The Swiss either need to get the United States team or the Swedes disqualified. The Czechs could do the same thing, or the Latvians, or the Slovenians, or the Slovakians.
Did you hear the last Swiss joke?
Does it have holes in it?
No, it's not cheese. Okay. Yeah, well, it's one big hole. It seems that if you want to invade Switzerland, you have to do it outside of business hours.
Okay. Arvanius just asked, what's the matter with Sweden? See, Arvanius, if you live...
No, I'm doing Switzerland first.
You're not done with the joke?
Oh, no, of course not.
Okay.
Some co-pilot hijacked a plane,
uh-huh,
and flew into Switzerland. And normally, hijacked planes get a escort from a jet fighter.
Right.
Now, because this was at 6 in the morning, the Swiss Armed Forces Airplane Division was still offline. They only worked during business hours. That's not a joke.
Right.
So
okay.
A French fighter had to accompany it. So if you want to invade Switzerland, do it at night.
Okay.
Thank you.
There you go. All right.
Yeah, so now Sweden.
Right.
Sweden has an air force.
So Arvanius,
I would solve
the thing is about Sweden. If you live in Norway or if you live in Denmark or if you live in Finland, all three countries, basically, none of us want Sweden to win any events. So this is where none of us really want the other teams to win either, but we all agree that Sweden needs to lose. So
yeah, they have won too much at Eurovision already, so now it's...
Yeah, basically it's like, okay, every time it's just, okay, Sweden, no, let's eliminate Sweden, get them out of the running, and then we'll have the real competition. It's a joke. It is funny. Whenever you talk to anybody who isn't Swedish about, like, the Olympics or hockey or anything like that from this region, even, like, Denmark, Denmark actually doesn't play hockey all that well, but Norway really doesn't play hockey well. But we all agree that, you know, get rid of Sweden.
But then on the other hand, the Swedish curling team...
Oh yeah, they're up there, and the Norwegian curling team. Well, they used to be really good. I remember they also. I think they showed up in like some outfits the last one, and
yeah.
I think they did this time again. I haven't had a chance to watch curling, and I'm not all that interested in it.
If you can, Sir David Attenborough did a comment on curling as he does his nature things.
Right.
It's on the YouTube. So look it up. It's hilarious.
Right. And yes, Arvanius, the joke that Huamaru just did about the bicycle, that's the type of joke it is. So it's you know, it's half serious, but not. Kind of like a certain confectionery box that I saw in DDT's car today.
Oh, yeah, that one. I can quote somebody who and go, that's so racist.
Yes, you could. So that's just the way it is.
Yep. Yeah, it's like, you know, negrine tette met zwarte piet.
All right. There we go. Let's see. I think we're done.
But yeah, I'm out of topics. I had, except for the one which I was not allowed to mention.
Right.
Censorism.
You mean Sensor Design had a demo at? I assume they had a demo because it was DataStorm, but I don't know that.
I haven't seen anything from that from the Enya party yet.
Right. Okay. I did pick a last track here to play for the show.
You are going to pickle a last track?
Yes, I pickled it.
And yes, it, you pickle it.
Yes. And MOD, after I start playing this, then I will change the title. I never go in and change the thing to say that we've got conversation.
Yes, like narration.
Narration. Yeah. Yeah, I honestly don't see the point.
No, and this is a song of our people, anyway.
No, this is the song of our people.
Nice ending.
So, to take us out, this is a track that I really like, and I just happen to have it. I don't think we played it before on the show. We might have. But it's one of the Right and Bastard tracks. And,
Before you hit play,
yes,
I looked for next shows. Nothing is announced.
Oh, well, we will have a show next month.
Yeah, indeed. 1, 2, 3 is the 19th.
19th, okay. So we'll have the show on the 19th. I know Ziphoid will not be doing a show in between our show next.
Well, T101 Europe.
And we might actually have a Scenes from the Berg at some point, but I haven't heard anything about that. That might happen. We might also have something from Hazel just dropped in at any point. I understand that he's working on some stuff again. Fnord won't have anything because very busy. Youngster just turned 1 year old a little while ago. Oh, and speaking of birthdays, guess what turned 5 years old a little bit ago?
Your left testicle.
No, I'm afraid not.
Okay.
It really isn't that hard.
As I said, your left testicle.
No, that's not it.
Five.
Yes, five.
Yes, five.
Five. Begins with the letter S.
Scamp?
Scene Sat turned 5 years old just a little bit ago.
Yay! Yeah. Hey, us.
And we didn't do anything main. As I said, there's a lot of us that have a lot of other stuff that's going on right now. We turned five. Officially, if you've been listening since the beta days, yeah, okay, you might say, oh, well, you're six. No. Officially, we are five. And we might do something for, 5.5 or 6.75 or 12, at any point. And again, we might actually have a show in the next month before ours, but our next show will be on the 19th.
Well, let's see. We can do like 2,000 days.
We could.
Which would be like 5.47 years.
Okay. So that'll be in what, July? You'd need to know the beginning date. I believe we started on the 1st of March. I believe we did.
All right, so that's 1st of March in 2009?
Yes, I think that's right.
So, August 22nd.
Okay. Well, isn't that during?
No, that's the week after.
Okay.
Because it's early.
Yeah. Okay. So maybe that's possible. It might also. Oh, when is the Swiss party?
I think it might be the week after it. Don't know if that's already. Was it demoparty.net?
Yeah, I actually had it up, but I don't want to click on that.
No,
I'm all set to play this track.
Germany, Finland is on the 8-10.
Yeah, the Finland part of that may not actually be then. We don't have any confirmation yet at all.
Okay, so it's the unlock party.
Okay.
That weekend.
So, yeah. So, Scenes At will turn 1,000 days approximately. 2,000 days old. Approximately.
2,000 days of Scenes At on Demo Days, not Bunsley.
Yes.
Or Bunsley Days. Bunsley Days.
Bunsley yes. Days, yes.
Bunsley Days.
Okay. So, there you go. To take us out, here's Right and Bastard with Crankshaft 2.0.
Bye-bye.